Welcome to the Dark Stream Podcast. I'm Darth Rictus.
Darth Cogentes.
Zero Darth 30. Zero Darth 30.
Zero Darth 30.
Been a long time.
Zero Darth 40? Here we go.
Look, Zero Darth 40.
You saw Zero Dark 30 though, didn't you? Back when it was up for like awards.
Zero Dark 30?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, really?
Okay. No idea what it's even
about.
So that
joke was completely lost. Uh-huh. Never mind.
Yeah, no, easily.
Fine.
No, like seven people listen to this. Like two of them will probably get it.
Great. For the two people out there that get it, I heart you.
And for the rest of you, I heart you. There. Divisions within the community again.
I heart you.
Yeah, always, fuck all
forever.
Of you.
See, that's what's going on.
So Karlov Manor is fully spoiled.
Oh, it is. Did anything else really surprising pop up on it?
Nope. It just kept on putting in weird niche pieces to a puzzle and maybe 20 cards will be relevant.
I knew that it had to be coming soon when the arena cube popped back up.
Yeah.
To burn through my gold.
I did see that appear.
That was, I want to really quick reiterate, they didn't even put it up for the holidays.
Nope.
So, new set though.
Yeah, that was really irritating.
Yeah, there's also the fact that they sent us a, was it 6 gigabyte download that was nothing but glitches after it was downloaded?
Oh, great.
I lost a match because it made me update during it to a glitched version.
Yep.
Like, yeah, it made my lands look dumb.
I can no longer see the opponent's battlefield between games.
It made my lands look dumb and the arrows that indicate what's blocking what are kind of gone now.
Yep, there's a lot of glitches. I had one where it just turned the cards purple when I hovered over them. No idea why, just big glops of purple.
I have a green giant pointer that appears if I go near my opponent's library, graveyard, or their whatever main thing is where you can choose to turn off their talking. But I don't understand what this big phantom green pointy thing is.
Do you suppose it's just like a goblin king behind the scenes here? Like, fuck them over more, yes!
I mean, in a weird way, I kind of hope it's one of the 1,100 people that got fired on the way out just going, you know what? Fuck all of you.
Just time bomb.
Yeah, just time bomb the fucking code on the way out.
It probably wasn't even a time bomb. Just someone on their way out's like, fine. You know these little quick patches that weren't supposed to be permanent anyway? We just didn't renew them, and they don't know if they exist, so everything's falling apart.
I mean, I would be okay if like everything fell apart for a month or so and Wizards lost all of that income and then had to figure out what to do.
Yeah, I'm totally okay with Arena being fucked for a month if it means that somebody fucked Wizards on the way out.
Right. And it means that Wizards has to rethink some shit. That would be nice.
It's a sacrifice I'm happy to make.
Yeah, I'll take a month of no Arena in exchange for that. What's likely to happen is we'll get...
That balances out to a big W.
Right. But what's likely to happen is we'll just get minor updates to various glitches until most of them are resolved and then a new set hits and the glitches start over.
I think they'll have it resolved before the next big Magic Fest event, since that also involves digital things.
I mean, I'd like to believe that, but they didn't even fix the direct challenges for their own big event with Samsung like a month ago.
They didn't end up doing that?
No, like they kind of fixed it, but they still had problems in the middle of their big 10K. So
maybe that's why Wizards changed over from DreamHack to Star City Games is now in charge of American tournament things.
Except that Star City, DreamHack wasn't the issue. It was MTG Melee, which isn't DreamHack's at all. That's their own company.
No, but that's why I mean, maybe that Wizards just like, oh yeah, this would cost to do well. So, you know, we don't want to work with DreamHack. Let's go to SCG. Remember their things back in the day. Rent a big hall. Done.
Yep. Yeah. Step one, rent a hall. Step two,
it doesn't really seem that fucking complicated. It really doesn't.
No, but if you do it well, like DreamHack did it well.
DreamHack looked pretty just in its photos.
I'm saying like to just the bare minimum is all that we want.
I want more.
I want more.
When
like the bare minimum's not even happening, like let's just start there.
It was happening with DreamHack, but not often enough. Like, okay, the golden days of a Grand Prix every weekend and good coverage and interesting developments, those are done. Yeah. But now we're at the stage where they're trying to revive Standard and Paper and struggling.
Yeah, struggling. That's a pass for me.
Yeah. I mean, they jacked up the price of boosters to, what is it, $150 a box now? And they're like, anyway, get back into
Everyone's
Standard.
Everyone's got lots of extra money these days, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. What was the meme? Every time somebody says... inflation, just replace it with record-breaking corporate profits.
Yeah.
That feels about accurate these days.
Yeah, they've carved off pretty much everything they possibly can. The next thing to do is to crank the price up.
Yeah.
I believe that was Navient back in the day when student loan payments had to be suspended, and then Navient posted up its record-breaking profits. For those of you who don't know what Navient is, it does private student loans.
Sharpen your guillotines.
Or
not, actually.
When you're giving students loans and you're having record-breaking profits, there's something wrong.
What a bank you've become. What a bank you've become. Like the Dust Bowl with farmers. Good God.
The Jodes. Grapes of Wrath.
So now that they've let go a ton of people at Wizards, and therefore the products will certainly be of lower quality.
Yep.
They're increasing the price on their lower quality products.
Well, they're discovering that they don't have continuity in the printers for paper anymore. Some of the sets have a different feel to the cards than other sets.
I've noticed that, yes.
Yeah, so they have printers in different countries that print out different quality.
I'm betting that means if you put up two real cards from various printers under a black light, one of them will look fake because they're different.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, somebody might get DQ'd for having real cards.
That is all. Yeah. What do they do when the real one, like, your card's fake?
I mean,
what?
Right. This was already a bit of an issue a couple weeks ago when they DQ'd somebody for having fake Ragavans that bought them thinking they were real and paid the real price for them. And everybody thought they were real until they got to the top eight and got deck checked. Like, nobody called it out all day. They looked exactly the same. And then some, you know, I think a judge in the top eight deck checked everybody, went through it and said, no, these Ragavans are fake, so you're disqualified.
So they possibly were not even fake.
Possibly were not even.
Yeah, that's the problem. Once you can't tell real from fiction anymore, then might as well just allow proxies.
That just sounds like a great reason to not play these events.
Paper, yeah.
Hold on, we have a big problem with this card that someone's playing in a deck. They're not cheating. They're not doing anything. This card isn't like miscut or there's not like markings. It's not misworded. It's actually just that. But apparently it's possible it's fake. What the fuck kind of problem is that? Like, just, oh.
If nobody can tell, why care? That's really where I've gotten to with it.
And regardless, say they're fake.
Yeah.
Okay, you're at the top eight. Give them some real ones. Let them go buy some. Issue a proxy.
Yeah.
It's the fucking top eight.
Are you claiming they were cheating throughout the tournament somehow with these? Like, dumb.
They used to have that when people... I remember I was at a regional where a guy was playing Mono Blue Tron the year that came out with Tooth and Nail, and their entire sideboard got stolen as they went into the top eight. And so they like went to the judge, and they're like, okay, so what I do is like, you can play without your sideboard or you can buy your sideboard. And they had four pithing needles back when they were 30 a pop in that sideboard.
Wow.
Yeah, so they spent like $300-$400 and replaced their sideboard to play the top eight.
Yeah, do you know that a judge has to be an asshole to do that? They are allowed to create proxies.
Mm-hmm. They are
allowed to issue them. I've been to many tournaments where the judges issued proxies of basic lands because it was a limited event.
Yeah, yeah. And actually there was an event that was famous because the guy like started the event, got to round two, and at the end of round one, somebody spilled a drink across the entire deck. You know, like just sticky ass pop all over the fucking deck, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the judge just issued a 75 card judge proxy deck for the dude. And he played with it for the rest of the event.
That's pretty much what it would take, yeah. Well, go buy new sleeves and a whole new deck now. Fuck you.
Right, right. I mean, I would be furious if somebody spilled pop all over a deck, but yeah, I mean.
This is why I do like the perfect seal sleeves and mm-hmm. double sleeve very early in the days of the cube.
Mm.
Like inside the first couple months, you remember we played at that place that you were subletting?
Oh yeah.
And I kept going by and like a couple people had like sodas in solo cups sitting next. And I was like, hey, can you not have that? No, it's cool. It's cool. Come by like, hey, can you not? No, it's cool. It's cool. And like the third time they'd already spilled it on the cards.
Yup.
And I bought myself the cards, like the sleeves to replace. Cause I got to re-sleeve the whole fucking thing now.
Right.
But I did make that motherfucker sit there and sleeve it with me.
I mean, that's the least they could do.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they should have paid for it, but they're like, I don't have any money. And I was, well, I'm sleeving it now, and you're helping, and you're never playing again.
It's like,
yeah.
I know you don't have money. That's why we have these things called, you're going to work it off.
There's
you got a mouth, don't you? What did that mouth do?
I'm a slave for you.
Jesus.
Come on, you know that you made people do slave things from bets in college, or like, oh, you want to get some more, but you're out of drinks. I'll buy your next two drinks. But guess what? You are coming over and cleaning the bathroom and kitchen of my apartment.
I did have somebody ruin a party at my place at one point, and I had them come back over and clean. Yeah, that was definitely, they ruined the whole party, so they got to clean the cake out of the fucking, because they like torpedoed a cake into the front porch. So I'm like, nope, you're coming over tomorrow and cleaning it up.
You can be, you know, like, put out by everyone I know. I will make it a point that no one will want to hang out with you, or you do this little penance. Think about it, you know.
Yeah.
Test me. I will get horrible.
The pickle grudges are real, folks. The pickle grudges get real.
Oh, you did get to experience one of those, Rictus.
I did.
Never,
I did.
Ever cross me.
No. The punishment was long and petty. So long and so petty. I still have a signed card from that, actually. I have a little like set of 9 cards that have been signed by people.
Is it a ricochet trap?
Yep. Yep, ricochet trap from you. I think I have a chivalry from Logan. And I've got a couple other ones in there, like a sacred cat from somebody. Just different stories for different events where I did something stupid and they were like, okay, we're going to sign the card for you now that you've worked off this bullshit you did.
Now that your karma is clear.
Yeah. Yeah. So I had him sign a card and I put it in because it started with you in the ricochet trap. And I'm like, no, this is a thing. This is going to be my thing every time. So
that you expected to make more errors of a grandiose enough level where that be like, yeah, this makes sense. We're going to make you sign a card.
I'm pretty sure I got Darby to sign a Snapcaster.
Wow.
Some of them are just memorable. You know what I mean?
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. There shouldn't have been a Vendilion click.
Hmm?
I mean,
I didn't have a spare one of those.
Oh, okay.
I had the snap. Okay. Clicks used to be a lot of money. Once upon a time. I have no idea what they're worth now, but like once upon a time.
Bucks,
oh, okay. So those
printed a lot, and they're not as good as they once were.
Yeah.
Yeah, once upon a time, that was the 3-drop blue staple because Flash flying and halfway of a Thoughtseize. That was the thing. That was really good once upon a time.
In this current standard, you would play Vendilion Click.
Oh, yeah,
100%. But are you excited by that card right now in this current standard even?
I would be excited to play it alongside Deep Cavern Bat and watch everyone cry. Uh-huh. That's about the only reason I do it is to watch everybody go, no.
I mean, back in the day, it was like, whoa, being able to make them discard a card and just get to replace it from the top of their library. That's really powerful. Like,
it could be kind of wild, though, after they've spent their ramp turns hitting them on draw step and just tucking that Atraxa onto the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah, you can do a lot with it. It's a hell of a card for that.
Now go ahead, play another Invasion of Zendikar. It's cool.
It would also be a little disgusting to go in the same deck with Gix. Like, Dimir would love Vendilion Click right now to be able to just curve it. So it's...
What's the out of this new set, Karlov Banner or whatever? 2 black and X, you get to exile the top X cards to your opponent's library and just play with them the rest of the game?
Outrageous Robbery.
That looks awesome.
It's going to be the starting point for rampless and control lists trying to figure out what to do.
Oh, that's got to go.
Good, okay. That's just, it's ridiculous.
That's the card
it's
everybody...
It's also a mill strategy.
I think that's the card everybody wants to break. The question everybody's trying to answer outside of that is, can we finally make a Warden of the Inner Sky deck work? And there's two paths, right? So you have Boros Convoke, where you're taking out basically the Pioneer list, and you're saying, okay, we didn't want... Well, maybe we did or we didn't, but we don't have Ornithopter. But we do have the new Thraben Inspector. We do have Voldron Epicure. We do have Warden. So we've got 12 one-drops there. We can play Gleeful Demolition. We can play Yodian Frontliners to ensure it gets hit.
In your 3-drop slot, you run your 4 Immolation Recruiters and 4 of the Sanguine Extractor, whatever it is. Makes a bat, pumps your team when it attacks.
Sanguine Evangelist.
There we go. And you can go the Swarm strategy with that part.
But do you go into War Leader's Call?
There's the question.
Do you go into Aneem Pakal?
I think that's...
Because Pakal makes artifacts for Gleeful Demolition, too. On the turn, it hits as long as you can swing with something.
I think apart from your 3-drops, I think you want your curve to be 1-drops, a couple 2 if you have to, and then those 3s, and that's your deck, and that's where you want to start, except for Knight of Errant, whatever it's called.
Knight Errant of Eos?
Yeah, the Convokey guy himself.
Yeah, I would tend to agree. It's a question for me of whether Sanguine Evangelist is stronger than the War Leader's Call. If you're playing Thalia, obviously Sanguine Evangelist is better. But if you're not, War Leader's Call could be very interesting. I have seen a lot of people trying to run the new version of this that plays Wedding Announcement, Virtue of Loyalty, Wandering Emperor, War Leader's Call, all's 4 ofs, and then it plays 4 of the Song of Totentanz. And they're playing...
It's like a mid deck.
Yeah, they're just all about Rat Fireball. Just, you play it, and for every mana you spend, they take 3 as long as they don't have blockers, because the rats all come out as 2/2s with haste and ping them for 1 on the way in.
Yep.
So that's like Rat Ball is potentially a deck.
You say Rat Fireball and it just makes me imagine like a house in old-timey New York burning down.
Right.
But now, do the firefighters show up and like pause to drink first since it's old-timey?
Yeah, yeah. I'm picturing it basically Gangs New York where they're brawling in front of the place as it's burning down and like the flaming rats are running out and setting other things on fire.
Excellent, excellent. Okay.
How the plague spread.
Yes, yeah, and then when they finally get done fighting, they just rob a house that's okay.
Next one over, boys.
Jeez, Gangs of New York. What a life.
Yeehaw.
So the other route you can go is you can go blue-white, and people are really intrigued by the idea of doing that with Invasion of Segovia, because you get into...
Refresh me on Invasion.
So that's the battle that's two and a blue, and it comes out and you get 2/1/1 octopus things or whatever. And when it flips, you can cast non-creature spells as though they have Convoke. So the idea is you run this and you run the new counter, the No More Lies, the Mana Leak, because you'll be able to Convoke your creatures to counter their spells. You run the Get Lost because you can Convoke to blow up their shit.
Other than that, you run a bunch of tokens.
And mostly you run tokens, but you also have, I mean, you can run Wandering Emperors and Convoke those into play, which is kind of nice.
But that's, you're getting past, you're getting things that fuel Convoking, but you've got to fill out a lot of early slots because you have to flip it first.
Right, so that's where you get the 4 Wardens, you get the 4 Novice Inspectors, and you get the 4 Spyglass Sirens.
Okay, so we're still sticking the 12 1-drops.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So you stick the 1-drops, and then you stick the 2-drops with the tokens, and then you go into the Convoke plan. And potentially you just get to double spell every turn off Convoke plans. That's the idea anyway. I don't know if it's
going to get... Is it an enchantment or an artifact?
I would have to double check. I
or
think
is it
it's,
land?
I think it's an enchantment. Okay. I'm pretty sure it's an enchantment.
So there's a lot of ways to stop this. It is, because enchantment hate is pretty common in the main decks of decks right now, isn't it?
It's not as common as it should be. Okay. I'm currently 13-0 with Mono White Toxic, and people are not running enough enchantment hate, and that's why that deck keeps winning.
Domain and Golgari, just by default, have enchantment destruction main.
Not enough. That's the problem. Like, you really have to dedicate it to beat Mono White Toxic, and a lot of other decks should be like Extract the Truth is now a main board card in Rakdos for that reason. Because you just have to have something that interacts with enchantments on some level. And it's also kind of good against Domain.
Yeah. I mean, it's a viable card. And sometimes you get to kill off stupid temporary whatever cost 3.
Temporary lockdown.
Lockdown.
Yeah. I
hate that card.
Now the
hate that.
I think the most...
It's only temporary. Calm down.
But I make tokens, so it's permanent.
I think the most interesting archetype, and it's not one that necessarily needed a boost, but it's going to get it, is Mono Red. Because Case of the Crimson Pulse is going to be fucking ancestral in that deck if you curve it right.
Does that do?
So it's 2 and a red. When it enters the battlefield, discard a card, draw 2 cards. And to solve it, you have to have no cards in hand. Once it's solved, every upkeep, discard your hand, draw 2.
That's pretty good.
So ancestral every
and
turn.
It is, I believe, every upkeep, not just your upkeep.
I think so.
I think it says
what?
Every.
I'll have to double check. But either way, at least on your turn, you are getting an ancestral effect. And red has 5 good one drops. Like you have Swift Spear, Phoenix Chick, Monstrous Rage, Play with Fire, Kamano, Basis Kazakhstan.
Stoke the Flames is in, is it not?
It is.
Yeah.
So you can go that route if you want to. You also get Lightning Strike and you get the new Goblin with Prowess that can flip up as the game goes on, because you do run enough non-creature instants and sorceries to get to the point where you play it face down for 3 and flip it for 1.
Lands with this having this super draw at the top of your, like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
I think it has legs. I'm going to try it.
Well, it's going to be hyper aggro, and then the games where you get the case going and you just grind harder than everybody.
Rictus, contrary to your previous attempt, I do not believe you can just make this a Goblins deck.
Somehow.
No, you can't.
Somehow this will be good in Atraxa. I could picture it too. It's like, oh yeah, I'm out of gas, except I play this now and I'm gonna draw an Atraxa soon.
I have seen Atraxa decks cutting Beanstalk because they run Temporary Trespass and this doesn't get caught by Trespass.
Oh, the Temporary Lockdown issue?
Trespass Lockdown.
Most of them are on 2 Lockdown main, 2 Beanstalk main, and then they have the other 2 Beanstalks and the other 2 Lockdowns on the side, so they just half hedge each matchup. Yeah, it's a pretty common theme right now because Bant Toxic had such a massive uptick. Yeah. And you got it. Like, the best card against Bant Toxic is Lockdown. Just wipes out their board.
And because of that increase, do you know what happened? My wonderful blue-white artifacts deck went completely kaput. It couldn't even make a 2-tier 1 because there was just still so much incidental hate. But man, did it fight to get to that like 1.25 range.
Yeah, but blue-white control might finally have legs now that they got Thopter Foth. Yeah. I love that Thopter Foth is a thing.
You create 2 Thopters, 1 Thopter? What do you do?
You get 1 Thopter with power and toughness equal to the number of cards that went into the graveyard.
Okay.
So it's either a 2-2 or a 3-3 typically.
Okay.
But you get Thopter off for one more mana, which I'm intrigued by it. I'm intrigued. I don't know.
So it's just fact of fiction for one more mana and you get a Thopter?
Uh-huh.
Sounds pretty decent. Sounds pretty decent.
I'll try it as a one-off. It's called Intrude on the Mind, I believe. So I'll try it as a one-off because you got to split it with Sunfall, right? And you can't have too many fucking five drops. But
you can go all the greedy.
You can do like 3-1.
Dude, how many times do you think Professor Xavier popped into somebody's mind and was just like, oh my God, I didn't need to know that?
See, I just figure Professor Xavier's like, no, I'm a super freak. So whenever I go into someone's head, this isn't even nothing to me. I've seen worse daily.
He doesn't talk or act like he is.
Do you think he goes into Wolverine's mind occasionally? He's just like, Jesus.
He can't.
Logan, I need help. Jesus, what are you jacking down to?
I think the last time we were on there was still that X couldn't get through the mind, you know.
Oh, the adamantium?
No, just the barriers that were given to him during the Weapon X program.
And Logan's just too crazy.
Maybe that's a relief. He's like,
the only way that Professor X knows that he's masturbating to horrible porn is by opening his eyes because Logan doesn't care.
Scott, he does know Logan.
That's why they don't show what they do on that plane for like the 2 or 3 hours it takes to get somewhere, because it's just everybody really uncomfortably pretending that they don't know what Wolverine is doing.
Well, he's loudly, drunkenly going at it.
Logan, were you masturbating onto the cactus on my desk again?
The thing is, my nut regenerates too.
Always a splooge. Spectacular.
Well, wasn't there a whole thing about Logan's skeleton getting found everywhere? The adamantium skeleton?
Yeah.
They keep... Yeah, creating him again, so there's just a skeleton left.
If Logan gets killed, it's pretty much because they just incinerated all the biomaterial.
So do you think if his blue gets anywhere, we have similar problems?
I don't know. Maybe it's like alien blood and it just like melts through stuff.
There goes the plane.
Or maybe it's just like so effective that it could get a mouse pregnant. I don't know.
I'm just wondering about its lifespan.
Right. If it regenerates.
Yeah, like generally, what can a sperm live for up to like 3 days?
I don't know. I'd have to read the back of Plan B sometime.
Yeah, I think it's a few days. So like there's legit like can just. It's Wolverines, what, live like 3 months?
Can you still get Plan B in Iowa?
I haven't checked in a long time.
Stock up.
Oh, God. Are we already there?
It's getting closer.
It does feel like the walls are closing in on rights.
Tomorrow, which will be Wednesday, the 31st, I think.
Yeah.
There's a subcommittee taking up a hearing on whether LGBTQ should just be excluded from the Iowa Civil Rights Act.
That's really what they're doing.
Tomorrow, yes.
There's a subcommittee on
this? Yeah. So what they're going to do is they're going to say, yeah, we should totally do this. There's going to be people to show up and protest it, but I'm guessing the subcommittee is just going to be like, oh yeah, let's just take away the civil rights, because that's the path they've been on legislatively.
So, I mean, they'd still have to get it through the Supreme Court, essentially, the first time a lawsuit goes?
Yeah, there'd be a lawsuit, but they're still going to try and pass it. And if they want to, they will, because they've got Republican majorities, Republican governor.
Yep.
Jesus. Well, that's fucking depressing.
And we're just barely starting the legislative session this year.
Spun one out of Ohio where there's some hot mic action that occurred. There was a meeting that apparently they didn't realize how much of it could just be gotten to by anyone. Mm. And they're discussing, oh yeah, what we need to do is we need to go ahead and take out, you know, and eliminate all trans care, anything possible, all that needs to be gotten rid of, make sure it's told to be all a problem. And
yeah, they're talking about doing it incrementally so that they can get rid of it for everyone.
If we do it just slowly, they won't notice and we can get away with doing it. They're having a conspiracy and just discussing, here's how the end goal is, we're still going to ban it all. Oh yeah, ban it all, make that criminal. But we do it slowly, that's how we're going to get them. Instead of, if we try it all at once, people are going to notice and do something. They say that, like just literally.
I think in Seattle, bars were getting ticketed and people were getting arrested at gay bars for lewd conduct.
So we've regressed to like the 1800s?
Every state that currently is in your Republican zone is just trying to go as far back logically as it can, while all the other ones are trying to go as far forward as they can. And everyone's playing this game of, well, whoever's in power, wow, this is terrible.
Great. So at least we live close to Minnesota, and that one's progressive, right?
They're doing well.
For now, Iowa was a few years ago, remember?
Shoot, yeah. Wasn't Wisconsin before?
Right. Yeah, these things just go into flux.
Yeah. Colorado used to be Republican, and Democrats have taken it over for the past several years.
Iowa had gay marriage rights in 2007 before they were federal.
Yep.
I remember. And
Iowa was one, like the second state or the third state to do that?
Second, I think.
Yeah, wasn't that about the time they stopped funding the judiciary correctly?
Yeah, and then a bunch of like out-of-state conservative Christian basically groups started funding all these campaigns to pull people out of the Supreme Court.
Yep.
Because there's a retention vote here. You know, they get appointed, but if enough people vote to kick them out, they can get kicked out.
And
really that's for abuse of power, not, you know, making an equal protection decision that an eighth grader is capable of.
But
that's what they, yeah. So like they spent all this money doing a bunch of ads about how the Supreme Court, you know, a bunch of fucking satanic whatever coming for your kids and.
Jesus.
And got some of them pulled out and Republicans started taking over and just stripping away all the worker protections, stripping away the work comp protections, taking away trans care for kids, banning abortion. They're going to be trying to take away trans care for everybody else at some point. But yeah, right now they're trying to make it so that if you're gay or whatever, a landlord can say like, yeah, I don't believe in that. I'm not renting to you. Mm-hmm. Or that someone, a doctor at a hospital could say, yeah, I don't support that lifestyle, so have that heart attack, bitch.
I thought it was wild that the Federal Fair Housing Act doesn't apply to somebody who owns three or less single family homes at all. Like, why is that? What weird loophole did they decide to go with to allow that to be a thing?
That's how that comes about is, well, I believe that's a time called Reagan. And if you look back then, there were a lot of little, hey, buddy, sure, buddy. That doesn't matter, buddy. Yeah, buddy.
It blows my mind every time I'm sitting there thinking through, looking and reading at some of the stuff. I'm like, how did all of this get, like, how did we let all of this go through? And when I say we, I mean it loosely, but like, Jesus.
People weren't paying attention when times were prosperous and, you know, everyone was just living high and low effort.
I'm kind of wondering, because I mean, like in Iowa, we're going to have some elections to replace some of the legislature, but the governor's not up for election for a while.
2026, I checked.
So there's moves to be made in the meantime. I'm kind of hoping that the people in this state, because I mean, it's not just that she's throttling LGBT rights and women's rights. Like if that doesn't move the needle for you, I really want to just hit you in the head with a hammer actually and solve it that way. But regardless, like it's actively taking money away that would be going to feed hungry kids. While at the same time passing laws saying that those kids can work in slaughterhouses.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not a mystery. It's like they're trying to send some of the kids to work from a very young age.
We're forgetting one more factor on that. I remember the several millions we got for school. It was beefing up the defense of schools, essentially what it was. We got this several years back. Remember how we just had this school shooting? Yeah, see... Those funds, a few weeks ago,
we've
had for years still aren't dispersed for those that were for the purpose of preventing those kind of things.
Yeah.
It's just a slush fund sitting doing nothing.
Yeah. We have, I believe, almost $2 billion of surplus in this state. Surplus. And yeah, they won't even fund the courts.
Wild.
Like I kind of hope that people in Iowa start realizing as their quality of life is impacted that hopefully. It doesn't have to come down to like, okay, now we're just coming for everybody and it's too late.
Yeah. I mean, I'm mostly wondering at what point we see an uprising of some kind because I feel like it's got to happen at some point if enough people get fucked.
We would see a change in voting before we would see that.
Yeah.
Like how's there going to be an uprising if people just keep electing these motherfuckers?
People don't care enough to.
I mean, we're maybe seeing kind of an uprising of a different sort in Texas where... They're defying federal law to continue laying down razor wire on the border when the Supreme Court told them to like let Border Patrol come do it. And the governors of 25 states have sent their National Guard down to back Texas.
Continues.
And at the same time, the governor of Texas put out a public letter basically endorsing compact theory, if you remember compact theory, constitutional theory.
It's been a minute.
The idea that the states were all sovereign governments that entered into a compact, a contract known as the Constitution, or that it's maybe kind of like a treaty is another way to think of it.
Sure.
And just like any country can pull out of a treaty, a state could pull out of the Constitution because of their state sovereignty. This was, I read about it most directly in a book written by Jefferson Davis, who was the president of the Confederacy, if you didn't know that. So that is where that logic comes from, is absolutely secessionist Confederacy from the original Civil War, the Confederate president, Jefferson Davis.
Old school.
This is that logic that the governor of Texas is openly espousing into a letter that probably our fucking governor has signed on to send Iowans down from the National Guard reserves to I don't know what, you know, eat federal bullets. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I heard the basis that they're trying to use for this theory is that Biden hasn't lived up to his end of the agreement, you know, like he hasn't safeguarded the borders the way he was supposed to. So they're going to goddamn do it themselves. And that's the backing. Like Biden hasn't lived up to the Constitution.
It doesn't really matter what you say. It's like the Supreme Court says that's how it is. That's how the Constitution works. I don't like it.
No.
A lot of people don't like it, especially when the Supreme Court says fucked up shit, which they do all the time.
Right.
But that is the law. And these cocksuckers are the law and order and follow the law, asshole. Why didn't you just do what the cop told you to? They got an order from the Supreme Court and they're going, nah, not good enough.
It'd be nice.
The law is what we say it is. The Constitution is what we say it is.
Everyone in the country just realized all of a sudden, hey, you're a hypocrite. Fuck you.
So we got a real 25 states, so half, so red v. blue.
Sort of, yeah, but I mean, like, you look at Iowa as an example. Like, I'm not fucking laying down for Texas. I'm not laying down for the fucking feds either, for that matter, but...
Right.
You know, this is a lot of political posturing
by
Republican governors. It's just... This is the kind of political posturing that, if it goes far enough, puts them at the end of a rope for treason. Which I would love to see, by the way. I would love to see Kim Reynolds hung for treason. That would be amazing.
I would dance on that grave. I would dance on that. That's
a public execution I'd go to.
Oh yeah, 100%. I would take the day.
But I'm saying, like, that's kind of the game they're playing. And I feel like it relies on capitulation from the federal government of they're just like, well, this is just too insane for us to do, so we'll just let them do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Which would be an appeasement strategy, which worked so great with Adolf Hitler.
Right. Or they could take a hard line and line up 25 executions and see what happens.
The interesting thing too, and I suppose that's kind of maybe why some of this is happening, because you look at like what's happening with Donald Trump, where he's basically like, he committed insurrection. He committed treason.
Right.
And everybody knows it because it was on TV.
Right.
And because he said it. And we're going to like have court cases to decide whether he can be held accountable for that.
Right.
So I don't know, maybe like treason and insurrection is just part of the Republican platform now.
Could be. We could.
And they're just calling it patriotic. You know, they're just like, that is what they're putting that stamp on now. Just carry an American flag and secede from the federal government.
Patriots know when to break the law because it's patriotic at those times. That's how it works. And that means the law is then their patriotic version. That's just, you know.
Well, the Confederacy didn't last fucking long. It didn't last longer than Nirvana. I highly doubt this one will make it any further.
It hasn't gotten to that stage.
We're in preliminary mode, and we're not necessarily getting there.
We're in pre-production of preliminary mode. We're way, way out.
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
There's a lot of tension in a lot of places all over right now, and a lot of these fucking things are kind of touching.
Mm-hmm.
And it could all just kind of boil down, or it could just sort of be like a line of firecrackers.
I mean, there is crazy stuff going on in the Middle East. Like, that's surprising because it's the year existing.
The UK is ramping its draft back up.
I heard that.
In anticipation of being in open war with Russia.
Last I heard, the UN had a resolution basically demanding a ceasefire, and Israel said no. So that got interesting.
That's not true. The United States also said no.
Oh, fun. Fun.
Because Israel's not on the UN Security Council.
Ah.
So, and in fact, that's why it went to a General Assembly thing, in which the United States and Israel, and I think maybe five other countries, were like, nah, there's no need for a ceasefire.
Jesus. Fun times we live in post Harambe.
It's okay though. It's not, you know, the darkest timeline, because then we'd all have like different facial hair.
Here's the thing, though. We have the same two teams in the Super Bowl as 2020. We have the same two people running for president as 2020. And if the March 13th occurs the same way, we're going to have another pandemic. Same as 2020. So
we'll just, it'll open a time portal and it'll take us back to 2020 with the knowledge that we have now.
Oh, God.
So that we can maybe fix it. I don't know.
And then the trick to it is, and that's why in your memories, you're always like, man, the pandemic just felt so like it took long, because it did, because that already happened. We're in the loop.
I mean, if it happens again this year, I'm going to be really put out. I'm not going to lie.
No, that's how the loop goes. You've already been through six of these loops.
Oh, God. My back has sucked for all of them.
Yeah,
it's such bullshit.
Yeah, they don't fix that trait for you often.
I just get worse and less healthy with every loop until I die. Is that how it's like Groundhog's Day, just rocking it out every 4 years?
You're that kid that he catches that falls from the tree, only he didn't catch you that day that he got done.
So the I'm going to go to bed with a toaster and a bathtub if this happens.
The Chiefs, there's now also a right-wing conspiracy that it's The global elites have rigged the Super Bowl.
What?
Because of Taylor Swift.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Because Taylor Swift is going to tell everyone to vote Democrat.
Yep. I saw this conspiracy theory all over TikTok and I was like, really?
Yeah. So since the playoffs have started and the Chiefs have been winning through the playoffs, people have been claiming that it's rigged for the Chiefs to win all the way through to win the Super Bowl, because then Taylor Swift is going to tell everyone to vote for Democrats. So every time the Chiefs have continued to win in the playoffs, there have been more and more voices added to this chorus of shit.
There are millions of people liking these videos on TikTok right now that are hardcore conspiracy theories. And they're literally doing, you're our only hope, to whichever team is playing the Chiefs this week.
What? Oh, meanwhile, Ben Shapiro dropped a rap song.
What?
Okay, what is this about? I had not heard about Shapiro.
Okay, who's the name of the Canadian rapper that's only ever rapping about American politics? Tom something?
I don't even know.
Okay, but so there's Tom something. I don't remember his full name. Is a Canadian rapper who only raps exclusively about American politics from, I guess, an alt-right point of view. I don't know if they're still calling it that anymore.
Okay.
And he has Ben Shapiro on a track that he put out. Called Facts, laying down a verse where it's obviously edited together into a shitty verse anyway. But yeah, Ben Shapiro shows up in this little music video wearing a hoodie that says Facts, laying down the worst verse ever that clearly he had to have a computer help him do.
ChatGPT trying to make Jim Benson. God.
Right. And the last line is some shit like, see, Cardi, I do it for fun. Now, come on, everyone. Let's have a Billboard number one.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my.
And again, needed computer assistance. You two know, but if you're listening, you might not know. I do music. I do audio engineering. You can just take people and you can take a shit performance. I can tune the vocals to any note I want, and I can put them anywhere in the song I want. I can make a short note longer. I can make a long note shorter if I want.
Hmm.
And I know what it sounds like when people do. And I heard it all over that.
Mixed and mastered.
So he couldn't even deliver a verse on the level of a youth pastor, because that's really what this the bars were. They were youth pastor bars. You know, that very kind of sing-songy early 80s, I met a guy, then we shared a drink. That kind of shit.
Yeah, old Will Smith rapping.
I was just about to say, old Will Smith rapping.
Yeah.
You read my mind.
Old Will Smith or current youth pastor or Ben Shapiro plus a computer.
Interesting. So not the darkest timeline, but getting weirder at least.
See? And getting weirder's fun. I dig weird.
Good weird. Good weird,
Weird can go a variety of directions. That is true, but I usually But, weirder gives us things like the Toxic Avenger. That's weird cool.
Mm.
Swamp Thing. That's weird cool.
The question is, will we get something weird and cool in the country, or will we get weird and uncool for a long time?
Well, I'm just going to keep doing weird cool shit and hope enough other people do that too.
Godzilla gets bored and attacks
see
Russia.
What happens.
Silent majority life. Right.
I don't know. I gotta keep still living my life.
Right. But I assume that a majority of Americans are not that far on one side or the other, right? Most of us are just people are people and let's just live our lives. And that's most people.
I don't think that's most people.
I really don't know. I think a lot of people are just comfortable and don't want to be inconvenienced.
Mm.
and it's really inconvenient to speak up about any of this because someone's gonna be like, oh my God, you're talking about that shit. But, you know, or you could just not, and then it'll keep happening. And that's where we're at. And I think, you know, the people who are staying quieter because it's more comfortable would have to actually start to get their asses licked by flame, which maybe these people in charge are dumb enough to actually accelerate it that much.
But I could see it.
I could see it too, because they are mighty fucking dumb.
I mean, I think of it the way I think of WotC. You know what I mean? Like, they've started to step on the accelerator with all the stupid decisions. Beforehand, it was just like, just one stupid decision here and another one there. And now it feels like every few months we have another really stupid decision.
All right, so this is something that, like, sometimes, especially revolutionary groups will do. And actually, it's part of a plot in Andor.
Okay.
Where I forgot the name of the dude who's behind, the Skarsgård guy. What's his name?
I don't know, like, but I know what you're talking
Lucian
about.
Lucian is like a cool werewolf sounding name.
Yeah.
And his strategy is they're going to like hit the Imperial payroll on this one planet because he knows it'll piss the Emperor off and that they'll crack down really hard and that the ensuing crackdown will bring people from a place of complacency into a place of rebellion. But this is a real thing. It's called accelerationist strategies.
Sure.
And it gets debated all the time whether like this is an ethical thing to do, because it's usually advocated for by academics who are going like the last in line to really get fucked by the accelerationism.
Sure.
It tends to be a cry from the back ranks, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Everybody else needs more misery. So
yeah, accelerate it up to the tip of my toes so that we can do something about this. I mean, it is rightly criticized for that, but like, this is just coming from the people, and like, they are engaging in accelerationism against themselves, which is kind of nuts.
Well, greed has no limits for some people, and we're sort of seeing that in a lot of industries, not just one industry, like a lot of industries now.
Right. It's kind of wild that they're doing this hand in hand with all the economic fuckery.
Right.
Because I feel like if the economy was good and things were great and people could more or less just go to work and pay their bills and not worry about it and get braces for their kid and all that shit.
Yeah.
They probably would pay even less attention to what they're doing to the queer community.
Right.
But it's in the news because you're watching the news because the news is affecting you.
Yeah. Granted, I think a lot of people at this point have turned off the news and they're like, I just can't. I've met a lot of people who are just like, nope, not going to watch it, not going to pay attention. Jesus Christ, it's depressing. And I just can't.
Keep watching it. As soon as you stop watching the news, they get the really sneaky stuff through.
Correct. Correct. But I'm saying I've met a lot of millennials that are on the head in the sand because, like, Jesus Christ, we don't have time for that. And
that's fine. The water's rising.
Don't go Gen X.
Keep their heads there.
Right. And it's eventually going to be everybody's problem. It's a question of how long and whether or not there's... I guess the real question is, like, is there a way to reverse the fucking damage? You know, is there a real way to push back against all of this?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
It would be radical change, so it's unlikely to occur.
Radical change has happened many times in history.
It has.
You know, we're just talking about radical change based on our lifetime, but if you think about it, radical change has occurred in our lifetime. It's just been this kind of creeping along through the background kind of shit. Like, it's pretty radical that every time the federal government's about to run out of money, they don't just everyone go like, oh yeah, okay, just raise the debt ceiling, which is kind of a weird thing to have in the first place, but turns into us like that is the norm now.
Yeah.
That would have been insane 20 years ago.
Right.
So radical change has happened.
Correct.
And that's just one fucking thing.
Yeah. The housing market, the way that's gone, has been radically shifted in our lifetimes. That was very different pre-2000.
Remember in 2008 or 2007 when Howard Dean was running for president?
The Dean scream?
Yeah, got eliminated because he... Yeah, oh yeah, it was 2008 because he won Iowa.
Yep.
And it is kind of like WWF sounding... little yeah. Like we're going to go, yeah, like, yeah. And that was it. Like, that's not presidential. He's out, right? And Donald Trump is fucking pussy grabbing right before the election. People are like, whatever. That's massive.
Standards have changed quite a bit.
That's massive, yeah. So we've seen enormous change during this time.
Yeah, shit. I mean, Trump in the first debate, everybody else was trying to talk politics and he just goes, Rand Paul's ugly, you know? And everybody's like, you can't say that. And he's like, I just fucking did.
Yeah, stop me.
Yeah, right. He's... I'll do whatever I want and fuck you. And everybody's laughed and let it go. And South Park had it right.
Yeah. I mean, radical change would occur if for example, conservatives got everything they wanted. That would be radical change.
I think the only thing that Trump has done that I've really enjoyed is when he called Ted Cruz's wife a dog, and then Ted Cruz had to pledge allegiance to him the next week. That was funny because Ted Cruz, fuck Ted Cruz. But like, outside of that, God, what a nightmare it's been. Oh, well.
Just in the middle of the shout out to fuck Ted Cruz.
Yeah, just shout out because fuck just, you, Ted Cruz.
Yeah, fuck Ted Cruz.
But it's just so, it was so funny. Like, I did not see that coming in that story.
You know, it's the only thing I really remember about him. I was like, that was funny.
He had a beard at one point.
Ted Cruz, yeah.
Yeah.
Does he not have a beard anymore?
Wasn't that the one he got when he left?
Yeah, that was the one when COVID hit, so he left the country.
Yeah. So he just bailed out.
Going into the holidays, he tweeted something out making a joke about that, or like, or I'll see you in Mexico.
Oh my God.
And yeah, he got fucking ratioed.
Good.
Into the ground. Like, Ted Cruz is one of the least popular people in the country, period.
Good. Good. I know he's a next door neighbor to one of the comedians. Who is it? Tom Segura.
Oh yeah, I've seen that bit of stand-up myself.
Yeah, that's just fantastic. I'm so happy he lives next to a stand-up comedian that can just fuck with him forever. That's gorgeous. I wish all politicians had to live in close proximity to comedians. I feel like we'd get
get roasted on their way out the door. Yeah. Just a little ego check every day.
Yeah, hey, you're grilling out there. Yeah,
we should assign politicians to them.
Yeah, just a jester to every fucking serious politician that you just have to deal with.
Bring that back into government funding, the jester position.
Yes. We should bring back the arts, and that's a great way to start.
I could see college courses for jestering, for proper jestering.
Yeah, it'd be like a political science thing mixed with a little bit of a theater thing.
Yeah, because you have to know what your content you're talking about is.
Right, but you also have to have like the physical coordination for all those bells and that hat and shit.
This is dance and theater and history and Paul Tsai. Yeah, definitely general communication studies.
I think we could use with a bit more flair and accountability. This would give us both.
Yeah.
All right, let's bring jestering back. That's going to help. That's step one.
That's what colleges need.
I mean,
would you go to college? If you could go back, would you go to jestering college? Because yes. I know I would.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Are you kidding me?
If I could go back, I would have taken even more loans and paid even less attention.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I did
undergrad.
Wouldn't
it change the outcome?
No, I did undergrad, right? I paid almost no attention and I took as much money as they would give me. And when it was all said and done, I burned my degree on the way out the door. That was exactly the way I think undergrad needed to be done.
What's the point of having that piece of paper, though, now? I mean, you can't show it to anyone and have them believe it. You have to have things mailed from the original school location to whatever you are when they request them.
I think it's for dumb people to try to flex on other people with their office.
All right, so yeah, like the boomer professional class still has all their degrees and certifications in their office.
Framed on wall.
Yeah, and it's easy to rack up a lot of them because after you get past a certain point, they just start giving them to you left and right.
Yeah.
And so they're pretty meaningless after like the third one.
Yeah.
But they'll just fill their walls up anyway. Cause it's like big dick in anybody who tries to come in the room. Look how important I am. You know, if they've got a picture shaking the president's hand, you know, cause they did the fucking dorky thing of going to every caucus.
Yeah.
So that no matter what, you got a picture of you shaking hands with the president.
Yup.
And, you know, they'll just have those pictures up and like pretending like they mean anything.
Like the person would even answer their phone call or if they even have their number.
Right, yeah, like Barack Obama knows you. Got it. Yeah, got it.
Totally. You totally have his number.
That's as real as the seventh piece of paper up here. Yeah.
or all those little trophies that you got from various, you know, companies that leached $300 to get you to pay for it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. God, there's so many of those too. That's why every time I see a car commercial, they're like, rated in the top, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you just own a subsidiary, don't you?
Though. People fucking believe it.
I want to give them the chance of just maybe they have such a low thought of art that they couldn't think of any art except for those ones of them shaking someone's hand. They're like, there's got to be someone out there who's really thinking that.
I mean, they just
have no taste in art and they're like, just pictures of me.
No, they actually just think that like the Big Lebowski, the one in the wheelchair, is the one who's like right in that movie.
Yes, there we go.
And they want their office to be like his, except with like working legs and a wife that only fucks other guys while you're watching.
Good call. Yes, there's someone out there that wants that and they're living that life.
There's a lot of them that want that.
Okay, fine. There's a fair number of people out there.
Yeah, that fantasy is oddly common.
Now, for those of you who remember The Big Lebowski, think about this. There's a movie called The Big Lebowski XXX. It's the porno version where they still do the movie, except in scenes such as when she tells him that she'll suck his cock for like $10,000 or something. In the porno version, she does. They just made a porno of
Big Lebowski. That's a really easy 10 grand.
Yeah, like, but it's, they just made the porno, the show. They do the whole movie. They just put the sex that's implied in back in.
So when they throw that ferret in the bath with him, does he fuck the ferret?
No, I don't think there's any ferret fucking in there.
No furry either?
No.
Somebody in a ferret costume?
Right. You could get creative with it.
I think wheelchair guy gets blown.
Nice.
Good for him.
Yeah. Always a W there. Always a W there. It's a silver lining.
I'm the dude. You're Mr. Lebowski.
But no ferret furries? What a fail. Man. Gotta have ferret furries for that movie. Next time.
What?
If there's a ferret furries in the bathtub, there should be a ferret furry in the scene. That's all I'm saying.
Nice marmot.
Yes.
So it seems like furries are overwhelmingly engineers.
Are they?
I don't know. That's what I've been noticing. Or like like STEM people over and over and over, I've noticed.
I've only ever met one person who fell into that category, and I never met any of the rest, so I have no idea, but that makes...
Were they STEM?
Yeah.
I don't think I know anyone furry. No, not like full on. Lots of people who just find it kind of fun.
But don't get me wrong, you know, like... If it was brought up, I think I'd just roll the dice if I was single and somebody's like, this is what's happening. Like, yeah, all right, Saturday night. Let's see what this is about. I've never tried it.
Wear a leather mask, you can wear a bunny mask. It's fine.
Right. What's the fucking difference, really? It's fine.
You like it, you like it. You don't, you don't.
Try anything once, right? So
college is forever.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just costumes.
Hey, if the loans are forever, college is forever.
Furries are just, you know, folks wanting to do costumes. They just like doing the same kind of costumes. It's no different than who likes doing the cheerleader thing, the pirate thing.
It's just LARPing with extra levels.
That's right. It's more dedication. Their live action role play is way up there.
I'm not going to say it's more dedication because I feel like Comic-Con you'd see even better, like more high-end costuming. So I feel like that's peak,
yeah,
right?
And everyone who gets laid at a Comic-Con feels really good about it.
Right. Like Comic-Con is the most acceptable iteration of furrying, right?
That's just cosplaying though.
Yeah. And I think...
Is furrying not cosplaying?
Furrying is inherently sexualized. Cosplaying is just sexy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cosplaying does not necessitate sex. Furries does necessitate sex or whatever sexuality form they choose to perform, but it's still sexual.
Oh, okay. So there is a slight difference. There's nuance. Okay.
Some people are in furry outfits. They only dry hump.
In one case, yeah, cosplaying is like naked in the locker room.
Yeah.
Furries is like naked in a private room.
I like that one. That's a good
nice nuance. I like it.
But furries fit in with cosplay. Cosplay just doesn't necessarily fit in with furries.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can walk around naked in the locker room and no one will even know, right?
I always thought that would be kind of the fun of Comic-Con is that you could probably get away with some very weird outfits. Nobody's really going to hit you up for lewd conduct as long as you keep it within a very narrow margin.
And really, they're looking at the Deadpools and Jokers first, and they've got a lot to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking Deadpools and Jokers running around humping everything and... Not take a no for an answer.
Jesus.
People have so much fun at those. Like, you'll have people that'll stop in as a group and just take over an area of a hallway. They'll just periodically walk around and do this to act out a scene of their, you know, characters together.
I've never been to a Comic-Con. I've only ever made it to one Renaissance fair, and it was wild and cool.
I haven't gone to a Comic-Con, but I'm not ready. I got to get my lightsaber skills up a bit more.
Okay, yeah.
Because yeah, I'm gonna stand on business. You know, I'm bringing a saber and I'm fucking fighting.
Nice. That does seem like the way to do it, right?
Yeah.
Just go for it. Now you've been to a Comic-Con or two?
Yes, I have.
How was it?
They're awesome. It's super fun.
Now, did you just go to like the big one, or have you ever been to the smaller? I heard there's like smaller ones.
I've been
to
smaller ones as well.
Okay. You know,
there's like they have one here in this state here, and I think in every state surrounding it at some point has the little state ones and things.
Okay.
There's a little one in Iowa. I think it's either coming up or it just happened. It's around this time of year. I've been to the last couple of them. They're kind of bad. Unfortunately, they've been getting worse.
Okay. But the big ones...
The bigger ones have the spectacular to them. Because the smaller ones, no matter how many people... You know, if like you could make a kick-ass costume to go cosplay in or that, and just nobody might show up. Big ones, you know that there's going to be thousands of people for you to interact
with. Well, there were people. There's for sure people at the one that happens in Cedar Rapids.
Yeah.
And they fill out a very large room, and there's a lot. But it's just kind of, it's just like going through a flea market of nerd merch.
Okay.
It's kind of 100%. So people wearing whatever costumes they wore, and that ranges from barely trying to like full on Darth Nihilus.
Okay.
So like there's some people with really good costumes for sure.
Now the Comic-Con big
but
ones.
There's nothing to do but buy shit that you could have got on eBay if you knew what you wanted.
Whereas the big ones have panels that you go to and get tickets to listen to certain people speak, and releases about new movies and special guest things, comedians, blah, they have entertainment that occurs.
Right. Like a couple years ago, there was some of that shit going on in Iowa. There'd be like some galleries above the merch area.
Yeah.
Where they'd have people coming through and talking about whatever. It was nothing I recognized, but like some people were stoked about it.
Sure.
And one room where they're showing you games that aren't out yet. So there's something kind of like special about it. You know, like there's a unique experience that you would have got just by going today and not any other way.
Sure.
But the last time I went to the upstairs spot, and like not only did they not check it out or have anything in it, it was filled with Jesus freaks doing Jesus freak bullshit.
Weird.
Right. Right. So I'm like, all right, I'll fucking take my lightsaber ass back downstairs and like walk through the merch one more time and bail, I guess.
So was this like another thing that the pandemic kind of halted from, you know, growing into bigger?
Both times were post-pandemic.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough. I don't know. DreamHack was the closest I got to like nerd Disneyland, and that was goddamn wonderful.
I was going to say, did you ever get to do Gen Con?
No.
Okay.
I've heard tales of Gen Con from so many people, but I've never been.
Cojantes, did you get to do a Gen Con?
I've never gone to a Gen Con either.
Oh, shit. I did not realize neither of you had.
I think it's just
Because Gen Con is a Comic Con, except for magic only.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Except, well, it's not just magic. There's everything D&D there. There's some people still get Star Wars and all up in it, but it's just...
Where is Gen Con?
Okay, Milwaukee.
Oh, that's actually pretty doable.
No, I keep thinking... No, I keep thinking that. It's not in Wisconsin. No, wait. It's in Michigan. It's in Michigan.
Very different.
Yeah, no, it's in Michigan.
Damn it. You almost had it in the Shire.
I was like, I get this wrong every time, but I remembered this time.
Michigan. Ugh.
Because every time I say, I'm like, oh, it's in Milwaukee. Wait, no, I just... The M, I get screwed up.
Michigan sure is another state. And to be fair, it also happens to have taken land from Wisconsin. So, you know.
It's probably not in the Wisconsin part, though. It's probably in like the Illinois part.
I don't know.
I know that we've driven there before, so for tournaments and stuff.
So it's a thing in the Midwest, at least.
Yeah, it's in the Midwest.
Maybe someday. It's still going on, right?
Again, we still used to do the, hey, I'm going to go to a PTQ this weekend. How far is the drive? It's 8 hours. Let's do it.
Drive all night, start playing in the morning.
Yep, play in the morning. Hopefully if you win, then there's drive back. Woohoo!
Dude, those were such cool events, though. I do miss that era.
How long were you up for? 40 hours?
Right, when like a group of four dudes is piling into a car and you're just rolling to a 200-person one-slot PTQ and everybody's excited for it.
For some reason, always eating spicy food in Mexican.
Yeah.
Everyone hated everyone. It was a torturous.
You got one, maybe two bedrooms.
Just because you were in bedrooms, ain't nobody sleeping.
No. They were fart chambers. They were raunchy by the fucking morning almost every time. That one toilet got bombarded. Oh my God.
One time going to an event, I was with a group of people and we crashed out in a house in the country.
Nice.
That was somebody's grandparents' house, and they'd gone to a home like a year prior.
Okay.
So like nobody had really been in this house for a long time, and it's like in the black, dark country.
Oh God.
Oh wow.
And we found it really late.
Yeah.
And dear listener, I don't know if you've ever been in real country dark, but it is fully dark. If you didn't bring light with you. And so we're like just trying not to step and break our ankles because the ground is uneven because we're out in the country. And holy we find shit. This place, we get like turn some lights on, we get into it. But there's, you know, like the little piles of magazines and newspapers that a lot of old people will accumulate that had been getting kind of musky for a while. And there were like some bugs here and there. And the stuff in the refrigerator had gone bad a really long time ago. But like there were these dusty ass beds, right? And a couch.
Win.
Yeah.
W is a W.
I'm hearing this and I'm imagining this episode of like any of various shows and stuff, and it's cool and it's a fun episode. And then I'm like, no, this really happened. What you're describing really happened. You described like a Scooby-Doo episode, man. That's like, man.
Yeah, and we found the ghost. It was his grandfather all along.
Someone told me, hey, we can go do that. I'd be like, I'm skipping this tournament. I'm not crashing out. No.
Well, they didn't tell me it was going to be like that. It was, yeah, I've got a spot we can crash. And I didn't ask questions. Oh. So that's kind of on me.
Okay.
That's how it used to be, though, a lot of the time.
At the time, I wouldn't do that shit now. But like at the time, I was like, whatever.
Yeah, when you're like young and invincible.
Hey, I stayed in my grandpa's country house too, where there was fucking moldy magazines and big spiders. You know, it's fine.
Yeah, you're probably not going to get bit.
He'd wake my ass up at 5 a.m. as a little kid, like, let's get the day started. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Go away.
But, you know, then we'd do a bunch of fun shit all day. And I'd fall asleep at 4:00 p.m. with him.
Yep. Oh, man. I still remember that regional we went to over in Lincoln, Nebraska, when the jail was right across from the high school that they had rented out. And that was such a wild experience to look across and be like, so it's high school or that? Okay. Weird kind of motivating factor to give your whole high school class right here.
How often they like arrest somebody on the school and just walk them across the parking lots?
Welcome to the other high school now. Jesus.
You graduated from high school into prison.
Lincoln, Nebraska.
But no, seriously, like who thought it was a good idea to put that?
That's saying that was, like, we like, really don't give a fuck about these kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's okay. It's mostly, damn. You know, it's not murderers. It's just a bunch of pedophiles.
Just look around at your classmates like, which one of you is the felon? You'll find out by the end of graduation.
Yeah, just give them a shared recess area. Just let's take the extra step.
You know, they could teach those high school boys a thing or two about how to work out.
Yeah, those weightlifting classes are about to get intense.
Mm-hmm. Shiv 101.
Shiv 101. Jesus.
Kids coming home with like fucking melted down chess pieces tattooed into their necks. Into like an iron cross.
Yeah, you got to choose your allegiances pretty early in high school. You got to know which side you're going to fall on.
He put him in the prison that's chosen for you. It's race.
There you go.
What have you done? I joined the Yakuza.
It's Nebraska.
Yeah, right.
Fully tattooed.
I think if you join the Yakuza in Nebraska, you're the first gang out.
There you go.
Really into anime, not in here, son. In here, you're into swastikas. Look,
maybe it's like two of the guards.
I'm going to take this as extreme as possible immediately for the comedy.
Oh, fuck. Fair enough. Anyway, so murders at Karlov Manor.
Brought to you on HBO Max.
Better than murders at Lincoln, Nebraska.
Are they still doing a magic TV series? Is that still happening? I think that was Netflix.
They discussed a lot of things, but whether any of it's going to go forward, I have no idea.
I bet that got cut.
I mean, it seems like the kind of thing that could have been cool. So yeah. Yeah. Probably just another secret layer instead.
Companies slashing staff don't tend to take on new innovative projects.
Nah, that just means they're drilling down to the few products that work and then they're going to fuck those too. That's how you bottom out a company real quick.
Lol. Bottom.
Lol.
Good night.
Good night.